Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
They're saying McDonald's has a... You got these E. coli listeria breaks all over the place. Now they're saying it's McDonald's. I'm sure that has nothing to do with them saying Kamala never worked here and then letting Trump do a campaign stunt. Of course not. Of course not. And did they specifically say it was the quarter pounder, too, in that deal? I think... Because I believe the... Yeah, the quarter pounder. I believe the quarter pounder is the only burger that's actually... pure beef. I think it's the only burger that's actually pure beef. So, of course, they would target that. Oh, yeah, the CDC. It's all above board, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. McDonald's is helping Donald Trump win. Hit him with an E. coli charge and hit him where it hurts with a quarter pounder, the only one that's pure beef. Yeah. But those Bill Gates GMO fries are just fine. We love them. All right, we got some other news here. Plenty of news yet to cover and some more video clips. But it is the third hour, and as I've said in this election cycle, I want to stay boots on the ground and continue to hear from callers what you're seeing, what you're hearing, your local areas, early voting, mail-in voting, issues, everything's good, how you think it's going. We're getting critical human intel. We did yesterday, and it was like total confirmation because... You know, sometimes callers are good. Sometimes callers are bad. You kind of take a risk with it. Most people tune in to hear me, the host, and they don't want to hear calls. But I said it's too important, the human intelligence aspect of this. And yesterday I go to the calls, and the first caller was just fantastic. And so to me it was just like confirmation. God was like, yep, get this human intelligence. Go to the people on the ground. And you're an imperative part of, the audience is the imperative part of InfoWars as well. So... Again, I want to take calls on the election, what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're focusing on. We'll put the number out right now, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Number is on the screen, and we will start taking your calls momentarily. Let's cover a couple of these other stories here first. Newsom's new bill to hold big oil accountable will fine local refineries up to $1 million per day. Nice. How's that going to help gas prices? And so they're all going to leave California. I hope all these oil refineries leave California, and I hope they all move to Texas. Let's just leave the liberals in California. You guys stop. And by, the liberals leave California and move to Texas, too. Isn't that funny? The liberals leave their blue states and they come to red states. Stay in California, please. We'll take your businesses. But the liberals, you guys destroyed California and you guys want to leave it now. Don't come to Texas and destroy us too. But we'll take your businesses that you don't want. That you want to fine out of existence. By the way, and now Kamala Harris is really laying down this... minimum wage policy. She really wants minimum wage. And she's attacking Trump because he won't commit to a minimum wage. There shouldn't, first of all, there shouldn't even be a minimum wage. A minimum wage should probably just be illegal, but I'm not like an anti-minimum wage guy, but fine. So we have a minimum wage. So you could say it's good, you could say it's bad. Even the way the minimum wage laws works, it's like we don't even really follow the laws and the standards that were originally meant for the minimum wage. So the whole thing is just a joke. But what has happened, specifically, again, in California, what happened when they implemented the minimum wage laws, a lot of businesses overnight went out of business because they couldn't afford to pay their employees the minimum wage. So they just closed down. And guess what? Now the employee is out of a job. What's going to happen next? You're going to replace all these employees with robots. Harris is out here campaigning. Oh, minimum wage. It's just, they just want to give you money. They just want to give you someone else's money. We're just going to give you someone else. I mean, at least Musk gives you his money. I mean, Musk is like, here's money right out of my pocket. Same with Donald Trump. The Democrats, they want to give you someone else's money. They want to take money from someone else's pocket and give it to you. That's just what they do. Meta, Facebook, Instagram, Meta, bans accounts tracking private jets of Trump, Musk, and Zuckerberg. So, you know, that's probably a good thing. But it's interesting. They track all these big celebrities, by the way. I think that this is a cover here. I think that Zuckerberg and some of these other leftist celebrities that have their jets tracked, I think they don't like it because they campaign against climate change. They're big anti-climate change advocates. And then they fly around the world on their private jets. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe that's what they're trying to hide. I don't think they really care if you follow around Musk and Trump. I think they're more concerned about themselves. But nonetheless, those accounts are now banned on Meta platforms. The lawfare continues. It's going both ways, kind of now. Rudy Giuliani must give control of luxury items and Manhattan apartment to Georgia election workers. He defamed judge rules. $150 million is owed, so there's, you know, they've just destroyed Giuliani in the courts for questioning the 2020 election. And they get their Democrat judges to do it. And it's Georgia. What do you know? It's Georgia. Mm-mm-mm. Bill Maher hit with $150 million lawsuit by Laura Loomer for joking that she has sex with Trump. Okay, so I guess the lawfare is going both ways now. It'd be nice. And, you know, look, every once in a while I'll go through this with my lawyers and I just don't even want to do it. But, you know, based off of the new standards that they have going after conservatives, I could probably sue 100 people tomorrow. And it's just like, I just don't even want to deal with it. I don't want my lawyers to deal with it. I mean, they write lies, libel, slander about me all the time. I mean, you make one search about me, it's nothing but lies and slander and libel. It's like, yeah, you want to sue these people? No, I really don't. It's like, that's not the environment I want to live in. But, you know, it's starting to get to that point, isn't it? It's starting to get to that point. The problem is, again, conservatives actually have ethics and integrity. And conservatives understand what that environment does to a country. It's not good. And then there's also the lawyers, too. Conservative lawyers have ethics and integrity. Democrats don't. So same in any walk of life. So it just continues. All right. Now, there's some other crazy developments here. Sean Diddy Combs accused of raping 13-year-old with two other celebrities at VMA's after party. This is according to a new wave of lawsuits. The disturbing allegations were laid bare in a slew of civil lawsuits filed against the fallen music mogul in the Southern District of New York late Sunday. One of the suits, an alleged teen victim only identified as Jane Doe, claims she was attacked after having one drink that left her feeling woozy and lightheaded at the drug-fueled house party in September 2020, the court papers charge. So this thing continues to get out of control. And you hope you don't have people just jumping onto this stuff like chum in the water for sharks, because that happens with these cases as well. And then that ends up actually hurting the real cases and the real victims. So you hope that's not what's going on here. But nonetheless, this saga of these Diddy parties and the lawsuits and the accusations gets worse. Then ABC News is reporting that former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO charged with sex trafficking over a dozen victims. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer discusses the arrest of Mike Jeffries as a part of a criminal sex trafficking investigation by the FBI and federal prosecutors in Brooklyn. Former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO Mike Jeffries and two others were arrested Tuesday as part of a criminal investigation into the alleged sex trafficking of more than a dozen victims, according to the FBI and federal prosecutors. Accused of operating an international sex trafficking and prostitution business that recruited young men for parties in the U.S. and abroad. Man, this stuff is just crazy. The stuff at the border, now this lawsuit, the Diddy lawsuit, the Epstein stuff, this stuff is just nuts. What was it? Wasn't there like a, there was the former CNN producer? There was some story and allegations about a former CNN producer. It's just nuts. And then here's another big bust. This just happened in Texas. 9 Houston clubs and bars shut down in Texas's largest sex trafficking bust, revealing ties to drug cartels. Oh, that open border. A major sex trafficking operation with drug cartel ties was busted in Houston on Friday evening. Houston has always been known as a major trafficking hub. And since the Biden-Harris open border, more children and women are being trafficked than ever. The Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, with help from the FBI, as well as state and local police, carried out raids on 9 nightclubs and bars in what they believe could be the largest operation of its kind in Texas history. The result of a 10-year-long investigation, says, netted multiple arrests and helped them identify at least 50 potential victims who they say were held against their will at the businesses. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And again, it's kind of this argument you get from the left, like, well, you know, this is going to happen anyway. Well, okay, so what? So we should make it worse by having an open border? So we should.